Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Amisha, do you remember when I was a smuggler of all things French beauty products? I would bring back, let's see, okay. Started with Elnette, and it was the Forte one, which was really strong. Then it was Embryolisse. I'm talking a moisturizer that every makeup artist, and I would bring bucket.
I smuggled Lancaster. Do you remember that, the tanning product?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, God, I was so good. It is amazing how the French pharmacy is still, like, it's still at an all-time high when you go. I'm about to go to Europe, and I'm obsessed on going. Like, it's just, I'm obsessed still, even though I don't even have to smuggle it back. It's just the idea that I get to walk in. Like, if I go to St. Bart's or I go to any French territory, I sound cool, huh?
You sound very cool. But also, really cool. French pharmacy is way cooler than CVS or Walgreens.
Yeah, but today, we are very excited because I'm going to live back in my dreams. For those of you who don't know me and you only know me as a sports mom and mom of three beautiful children, I used to live in Paris, 14 Rue Saint-Antoine dans la Marais, which means 14 Rue Saint-Antoine in the Marais. And I used to be engaged to a French man, and I loved him, Stefan Dizon. If you're listening, I love you still. Just him. But I literally had some of the best memories. And in terms of style and makeup, there is nothing better than being a French woman, a French girl. And we are so excited because today's guest is the definition of a cool French girl, and she's going to teach us how to be that cool, chic French girl. We have Violette. She has an incredible line, which we're going to talk about, called Violette. That's France FR. She's incredible. She was formerly the international makeup designer for Dior and then went on to product develop at Sephora. She later became the global beauty director for Estée Lauder. And recently, she's the founder of Violette, which takes the name from her Instagram. And you guys, you have to follow her. She's so cool. She brings French girl vibes to the masses. She's also an international makeup artist and the creative director of makeup at Guerlain. She combines simplistic looks with bold glitter eyes and always has the perfect red lip. She is going to teach us how to become French in every product and everything we need. We are so excited.
Beyond.
That was really long.
We want the je ne sais quoi of the French.
We want the c'est la vie. We want the je ne sais quoi. I mean, okay, you guys can't see her. She has like
the French.
She has the messy long fringe, undone, stained, beautiful lip, smile. I mean, oh, I have to tell you, I didn't know who you are 3 years ago, and I started randomly following you. I literally don't even know how I get to you, and I was actually just talking. She has an incredible newsletter that comes out weekly. I guess I have to go back, like, how with no formal training, like, how did this all happen? Like, take us a little bit back on your journey.
First, I just want to say thank you for this incredible welcome and presentation. I'm so excited to be with you guys today. So thank you so much for having me. How it all started, it really started by a pure accident that kind of reminded me of this British movie. Yeah. Sorry, I have no memory. It's a nightmare, but probably you will understand what I'm talking about when I tell you the story. But I was studying art, but more beside art history, I was studying really how to paint. And I had a more academic training at the Louvre, and then I had a more hippie training, let's say, and much more organic and authentic to me, at least, being with these two painters, a couple in the south of France. And I will go there and just learn how to make my own medium and paint, etc. And so, and then I was also studying fashion design. And I really had no idea if I wanted to be a painter, if I wanted to be a fashion designer. I couldn't decide. And then one day I went to a costume party and my friend was like, just put glitter on my face. I was like, I never did makeup. What are you talking about? She said, oh, you paint, you'll be fine. And I put glitter on her face and on my face. And I thought, wow, it's like dressing up a face. And it's also like painting a face. So it's two of my education in one, you know, canvas or medium, let's say. Maybe I can make that a job. And by the way, I went to the costume party and nobody had costumes. We were the only one. That was the movie I was trying to remember. But I had my Fanny at that time where I was like, okay, I know the fashion industry because my parents worked in that world. So I knew it really well. I just never wanted to have anything to do with it, of course, like every kid's. And of course, I went that way. Like there were so many kids. But I thought, okay, if I didn't want to do it really my way, I know that the route was at the time, go to school, makeup school, then you assist a great makeup artist for years. And then if you're lucky, you know, around 40, you can accept to have your own clients. And I have zero patience. So I was like, no, I'm not interested in that route. Why don't I try to do like dressing up a face and painting a face on people my way. So I took a calendar, closed my eyes, put my finger on it. I was like, oh, okay, I guess in 2 weeks I leave for New York. I just wanted to be in another city. And my dream was to go to New York. So I left to New York. I was 19. I had zero money. I didn't really speak English. I had no idea how to do makeup. And so I just arrived there. And then I went to buy Kevin O'Quinn's book to know.
I love that book.
I mean, the best, right? But you know, I didn't know foundation, powder, which order, how you apply it. I had no idea. So I learned with him at the library. And then I decided to buy makeup. But, you know, I went to Sephora and I was like, wow, makeup is so expensive. There's no way I can buy everything I need. And I discovered MAC. And I saw that MAC was the first one doing raw materials. Cosmetics. You could build your own products. So I had this very small kit. That actually, it's still, you see the, like these two kits.
Oh, I love
two
that. Cases.
That's my original makeup kit.
She's pointing to her two original, beautiful vintage leather suitcases that were her first makeup kits. Oh my God, I love that you kept that.
I love that.
Every summer, I feel like I naturally gravitate towards a different color palette. Does that happen to you guys? It's so mood-based, but it's just something that ends up happening without me realizing it until it's really the middle of the summer and all of a sudden I've subconsciously chosen a theme, so to speak. In the past, it's been really everything from shades of blue to pinks to creams to white, always playing with a little solids, a couple of prints. This summer, I can already tell you it's about earthy tones. Even just the other week, Em and I coincidentally both showed up in complimentary shades of mustard at the same time. I have to say, we looked quite good together. You guys know I'm such an advocate for Macy's because they really do make shopping so easy and such an enjoyable experience. I was recently in the city last week, popped into Macy's, got a few things, and it was easy. It's like they know how I want to dress before I even do. They have this incredible section on their site called Own Your Style, where they curate different seasonal trends or put together timely edits such as back to school or backyard escape. Believe it or not, they've even curated a shop of all the chicest earth tones in the book, from chocolatey browns and deep rust to stone-washed beiges. It's such a breeze to find any neutral piece you've been eyeing to mix and match or go full monochrome, which I am absolutely loving. I'm kind of loving the full monochrome right now just because neutral, it always looks good to have on hand and it really, truly never goes out of style. And when you're in neutral, you can always add that floral or that pop of color. There's a few extra pieces I've been adding to my cart lately. I'm loving the Lauren Ralph Lauren field jacket as well as the Charlie Holiday cutout dress, you guys. It's so good. It's a subtle palm tree design. It's such a good twist in brown and black and super, super chic. So whatever the weather, occasion, or your mood, Macy's has it all and you guys are going to love the edit. For all the summer inspo you need right now, visit Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Do you ever feel like you just, you need a reset? Maybe you need a reset from work or from life or overextending yourself with friends. Or maybe you just had a gluttonous vacation and you just came back and you overdid a lot of the pasta. Or you just need a vacation from your vacation. I mean, who can blame you, by the way? Sometimes you need to just let go and have fun. If you felt any of these things, Al Venus is here to make that all better. I love this company and have been using their products for years. Yes, they're based in Los Angeles, but don't worry because their website is accessible to all. For those of you who don't know, Al Venus specializes in products and services designed to restore the body. They carry everything from bone broth elixirs to milkshakes and skincare, as well as supplements that are intended to transform you. And trust me, they really do. So back to getting to that reset. Al Venus has their own organic cleanse program, which happens to be their number one bestseller of all their products. I did it. I loved it. I made it, and it was easy. And yes, named the Al Reset, it does everything good for you. It heals your gut, regulates your digestion, reduces inflammation, draws out toxins, and also it kind of helps with all the sugar cravings. I've done resets a handful of times over the years, and every time, without a doubt, I feel nourished, satisfied, never deprived, and I feel like I could do it. You know, it just, when you complete something, it just makes you feel good about yourself. I love knowing the bone broth helps with a balanced microbiome, and my overall well-being always feels drastically improved during and after. If you're someone who shies away from this type of thing because you're nervous about being hungry and low energy, or I just can't do it, I promise you, Al Venus accompanies their reset with an approved foods list to help with ideas and recipes if you do feel like you need something extra. Exclusively for Lipstick on the Rim listeners, Al Venus is offering the discount code LIPSTICK at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. Visit www.alvenice.com for more information.
What's up, everyone? I'm Kristen Cavallari.
And I'm Stephen Coletti.
We're so excited to announce Dear Media's new podcast, Back to the Beach with Kristen and Stephen, where we'll revisit all of your favorite episodes of Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County, and unveil behind-the-scenes secrets, tea, and all sorts of new insight into this groundbreaking show. So join us every Tuesday.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm already feeling nostalgic.
And so when you open it, it looked like a mad lab with all these pigments and all sorts of things. Nothing looked like a makeup artist's suitcase. So then I had the makeup. I had sort of an understanding of how to do makeup, really sort of, just with this book. And then I was like, okay, I need clients now. Oh my God, I hope my daughter is never going to do that to me. I would die. But, you know, when you have parents from the 80s, they really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
to do what you got to do. And so I decided to call all the models agency that were famous that I've known about from my family. And I said, with a very strong French accent, please hire me to do makeup. And nobody hired me until I reached to Next, who said, well, we have new faces. And I said, you don't have to pay me. I just want to try this work. And they said, okay, just we'll connect you with photographers. And that's what I've done. But in the morning, I had to work somewhere to have a little bit of cash to feed myself. And then at night, I would shoot with these very kind photographers who accepted to shoot really late in the day. And I did that for several months.
It's amazing.
And then I came back to France.
I know. And you.
And it was Next.
And it was Next. You know, I've been with Next for about 27 years.
Really?
Yes. That was Lee Crystal, agency. Faith Cates, wow. Joel Wickenfeld. It is crazy. Like when you look back, especially all of us have kids. You have a 3-year-old. You live in Brooklyn now. And to think of what we did with no money, you're like, yeah. Okay, I'm going to move from Canada to New York. I'm going to move from, you know, France to New York, and me the opposite, you know, living so long in
That's
Europe.
Crazy.
It is crazy the chances that. And so from being a makeup artist, what happened? Was there one thing where it just catapulted you to, okay, now I'm like, I'm a creative director for massive.
How did you go from makeup artist to working for beauty brands?
Yes. So basically, for these 2 months I built my portfolio, right? And then I came back to France because all that time I didn't have paperwork. So I had to be kicked out of the country at some point. So I went back to France and I went with my portfolio to different agencies. Nobody wanted to give me a chance because they were like, who are you? You never assisted anybody. You didn't shoot for a magazine yet. Like, goodbye. And there's this one agent who looked at my crazy portfolio. It was very creative. Like, I used chocolate to paint girls and stuff like that. And he was like, wow, I never seen such an interesting portfolio. Let's give it a try. And so he gave me my chance. And so thanks to him, I was able to do a few editorials, a few commercial jobs, really like small stuff. And I didn't want to do any private clients because I really like to play like with makeup, like an art form. And I didn't want to do makeup as something aesthetic. But there is this one woman that was one of the biggest PR in France. And she was working with French Vogue doing every event. And I was lucky enough to know her. And she said to me, okay, do my makeup. And I said, okay, I really love you. So okay, I'll do it. So I did her makeup for a few events. And all this time she kept telling me, you're going to be a star one day. I was like, okay, right. Whatever. And she talked about me to Karine Rothfeld. Mm-hmm. That was one of her closest friends. And they were working together all the time. And she said, you have to meet that girl. And Karine, she's all about meeting new people and new talent and really pushing them to the star. And so, she said, yeah, of course, one day I'll meet her. And so my friend told me, she's open to meet you. You should definitely call and see if you can get an appointment. So I remember I was so naive and clueless, you know, I called the assistant and I'm like, hello, I would like an appointment with Karine. And she's like, what are
you? That's like saying, like, I would like an appointment with the president of the United States.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Who are you again? Like, can you ask if she knows about me? My name is Violette. Thank God my name is original a bit, so people will remember. And so she asked Karine, really, she didn't forget, what a chance. And Karine didn't forget my name, what a chance. And she was like, oh, yes, I'll meet her. And so that's where I finally met my, you know, my fairy godmother of fashion, basically.
And just for those of you that don't know, she's the editor-in-chief of French Vogue.
She used to be.
Yeah,
now
used to be.
Now, where is she now? She has her own line.
Her own publication.
She has her own perfume. She has her own publication, CR magazine.
CR, literally the fairy godmother of fashion. She is innovative. She is French. She's a badass. And she's always, like Violette said, always pushing, you know, to be in the new and to really pivot and be modern and on trend. And, you know, more importantly, she's one that sets the trends.
Yeah.
Exactly. And she's not afraid of like, oh, is this person famous or not? She doesn't care. She sees something and she's going to go with it. And she really took me under her wings and pushed me, made me work on tests that I would do myself to see me as an art director. She's like, you need to be art director of your own shoot. So do 5 stories like you would do for French Vogue. And I want to see who you are through those images. So I did that, presented to her. And then she was like, I love it. And she started to make me work. And so when Dior started to heard of me and, you know, got a little intrigued, and then they wanted to hire young artists to push innovation in product development. And so they asked her and she said, you should definitely take her. And so that kind of like made it sure for them that they had to work with me. And so I worked with them for 3 years, but you know, their lab idea changed, and I still work on innovation for product development with them, but I also represented the brand on the expert side for makeup globally. So I was very young, I was 26, and I was really thrown in the LVMH world at Dior. I was a baby of LVMH, and I had no idea, you know, about marketing, political way of acting, or anything like this. I had no idea.
And how old were you here at this point?
I was 26.
26, wow.
That's incredible.
That was a baby, yeah.
Who here has taken a probiotic but hasn't really noticed a difference in how they feel? Oftentimes, we're told to take probiotics when we're on antibiotics to counteract the bacteria getting flushed out of our bodies. But probiotics have such a larger place in our lives than just that. And I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. If you're not feeling a difference when you're taking them, they're not working hard enough for you. This is exactly why I take Seed's Daily Symbiotic, because like you, I've gone through this countless times with countless different probiotics. And let me tell you, I have given it more than a generous try. Seed is unique because not only have they created an effective probiotic, but actually a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. The capsule protects probiotics through digestion to ensure delivery to the colon. What's likely happened to you in the past is that the good bacteria wasn't surviving your GI tract. Well, with Seed, that won't happen again. I love this brand because it supports benefits in and beyond the gut, which is such a vital function to the body. Daily Symbiotic helps with ease of bloating and healthy regularity for those who are specifically looking for improvements in those areas. But I really can't recommend Seed enough for everyone because, like I said before, and I'll continue to say again, our gut health is a major contributor to our overall health. And some more good news, most people feel improvements in their digestion within 24 to 48 hours after starting Seed's Daily Symbiotic. So what are you waiting for? You and your gut can thank me later. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick. Some of you may not know this about me, but I've struggled a long, long time with breakouts. We all know how it feels. Your skin's irritable. You're ashamed of the way you look. You want to cake on makeup to cover it all, but know deep down it's only going to make it worse. It took me years to find a way to manage my skin, which is why I'm really excited to talk to you guys about Glad Skin, because they're here to help manage yours. Glad Skin offers a gentle and effective way to improve the appearance of blemish-prone skin, getting one step closer to creating a world where we no longer have to stress over breakouts. First of all, if the name Glad Skin is new to you, that's no surprise. Their products have been helping those in Europe for a number of years, and it is now finally available in the US. There is even a 60-day guarantee if you're not seeing results you're happy with. You guys know I love learning the science behind everything. So let me tell you a little bit about what's happening in the skin during a breakout and why Glad Skin might be right for you. Inflammatory blemishes and acne-prone skin are caused by an imbalance in the skin's microbiome. With that knowledge, Glad Skin developed a revolutionary protein called MicroBalance to restore the natural balance of the good and bad bacteria that live on the skin. Glad Skin's blemish gel really works without harsh ingredients, so it's gentle from day one. Right now, Glad Skin is offering our listeners 15% off plus free shipping on your first order at gladskin.com/lipstick. That's gladskin.com/lipstick for 15% off plus free shipping. gladskin.com/lipstick.
I mean, but it is true. Like, we all are obsessed. I mean, Emish and I, we have a beauty podcast, so clearly we're obsessed with beauty, but we are really obsessed with French women, French girls, the effortless, doesn't give a fuck, attitude, aesthetic. You are now a massive beauty expert. Again, you're still, you know, creating and have your own line. And is it different working for yourself now than working with, like, having, like, the LVMH? Is it different?
Yes, it's definitely different, because even myself, in my mind, in my company where we are today, it's my playground, my world. It has to come from my guts. Yeah, it's very intimate. Every product I make has a very intimate story to me. It's very different. When I'm working with Guerlain, that's also part of the LVMH group, with Dior, Sephora, whoever, it's a lot of, I'm a guest. So it's like a designer in a house, you know, a fashion house. And which I love, because I get to get out of myself a little bit and be in another world and be inspired by it. And I think creatives are really, well, this is what it is about. I thought when Guerlain came to me that it would be too much to do both, but it's actually what we call in France vase communicant, which is communicating vases. It's like one water goes from one vase to another. It feeds both worlds. It refreshed my mind to go to Ghana and visit the archive and see 200 years of beauty in the archives and not think about my story and myself and just put what I want to do with this brand into something. So it's very, it's quite different in that sense. Then the workflow with companies, you know, they have their own pillar. We really align on so many things. And I've learned so much from all corporate companies on how to give structure to my startup, et cetera. So very positive.
What do you think it is about the French girl that we are so obsessed about? Like, what do you think
tips. Like, is it the way we walk? Is it the, like, I don't give a shit attitude, but I really deep down do, but I'm never going to let you see it?
That's what it is.
Okay, so, like, tell us what it is.
So it's funny because imagine so many people have asked me this question, right, since I moved to the US 7 years ago, but I was so puzzled by this question. Like, people, press will ask me what the secret is French girl, and I'm like, what secret? I had no idea. I didn't see myself differently, you know, because you're in it, you don't know. So I basically was forced by the industry to analyze the French aesthetic and understand what it is that it's French. What I think it is that it's about lifestyle, I think. So in France, our main goal in life is to be happy.
Wait, do we hear that, everybody? Their main goal in life is to be happy. Okay, keep going.
So it's not about performance. It's not about succeeding. So it impacts everything. You know, the way we work. We don't have the same work ethic as American. I must say, for a startup, I'm so happy I work with American. it's not very chic to talk about money, for example. So, you know, it impacts everything. The way we dress has to be about ourselves. The way we are with ourselves has to be about loving ourselves. So the goal is to love ourselves. So how can I love myself? Well, if I'm changing who I am, accessorizing it or changing my features with contouring or using filters, etc., it's not going to help me to love who I am when I'm alone in my bathroom without makeup and looking at myself, you know, at 6 a.m. when you wake up to pick up your kids. So we rather stay with that version and learn to accept it and love it. And also we think, well, the good thing with that is, like, people around us don't like that version, but then at least we know and they go away. So we're only going to attract people that's ready to love who we are authentically.
So it's confidence. So it's a confidence that women have. And you feel it.
It's really a self-love quest. So I don't think we're always confident because we, like normal humans, we have insecurities. But at least we made a pact to live with it and to try to love it, mm-hmm. you know? And then that means what? That means, like, we're not gonna overdress or be stiff in our clothes. Or
let's talk a little bit about fashion in terms of, like, what is every woman who wants to possibly, you know, be a French woman out to dinner or picking up her kids?
What's a French uniform?
What is the French uniform?
Yeah.
I'm writing notes.
Well, it's basic. Okay, blue jeans.
Blue jeans.
Then you can have, you know, either shirt, I don't know what you call this in English, you know, chemise, blouse.
Chemise, no, like a blouse. Like men. Yeah, like a button down.
Yeah, button down or white t-shirt. Always a chic blazer. A little gold accessory somewhere to bring some, you know, like a nice ring, nice earring. But we don't want it to be too big. We don't want it to be too obvious. Just a little accent of light. And then shoes, honestly, we could go with Converse or we could go with little mules, a mule. I don't know if you say this in English.
Mules. Like a little kitten heel. Yeah.
Kitten, not even, it could be flats.
Could be flats. Okay, just on your jeans, this is a big question coming up. And
what kind of jeans?
Yeah, because is skinny leaving us? Is skinny done? Is skinny over?
Oh, yeah. We don't really like skinny. So
this is conversation we're going to have on another podcast with Emisha, as that, I hate to tell you, ladies, mom,
skinny jeans are done.
Skinny jeans are done. Okay, so we've got a blue jean, more of a wide leg, bootleg, relaxed, oversized, a shirt, a chemise, a blouse, a button down, a great white t-shirt. Can you tell our listeners how important it is to invest in a beautiful white t-shirt?
It is. I myself invested in one, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say because it's insanely expensive for a white t-shirt. But
which one is it? Do we
need
it?
Which one it is? Tell us everything.
Beckham. Victoria Beckham. Okay.
Victoria Beckham. Okay. I'm going to admit that I had 4 hours in New York, three of were spent at Bergdorf Goodman, and I bought, don't judge me, Emisha, I bought the Row cream t-shirt. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I don't dry it. I iron it. It's beautiful. It's a round neck. It looks great underneath a blazer. And there's also a great design. Is it not Saison? It's
Totem?
No, I love Totem, but I love, is it Saison? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, Saison. C-E-Z-A-N-N. Yeah. Yes.
That's a great kind French. Of French brand. But we love Maj. We love
Maj. Yeah. Sandro.
What are some other
brands? So we do not, for us.
She's like, we do not like them.
She's like, we do not like them.
We don't like them.
We even do like, I used to steal my husband white t-shirts, and it's this brand that's what, H-A-Y or something like this.
Super Hanes? Basic. Hanes.
Yes.
Hanes.
That was my favorite
t-shirt. God, Violette, I love you.
Now, what about, talk me through a blazer, because is it a navy blazer? Is it more men's fitting, more fitted? What kind of hardware?
No, more men. A bit loose, but man, I was 18 years old. I bought a men blazer, for example.
Yeah, it's always like a good, it's like a tight t-shirt with like an oversized, it doesn't have to be slouchy. It can still be a structured blazer, but it's definitely not a fitted.
Like Stella McCartney makes good blazers.
Stella McCartney, The Row, if you really want to do like an incredible investment, but say—
Isabel Marant does some good blazers.
Isabel makes some. She can go a little too fashiony in the shoulders for me, but I mean, I'm still obsessed with Isabel Marant and always will be.
What's your favorite blazer, your go-to blazer?
So I have a few. I think I have one from Totem, actually. But there is one brand that I really love. It's a very big investment. It's Blase Milano.
Oh, yes.
Blase Milano. Yes.
It's a tiny bit more fitted.
Yeah, they're on matches.
But the cut and the design is, and the fabric is incredible. It's really an investment, to be honest. So I have vintage men's suit, you know, blazer I got. And yeah, you need a little structure on the shoulder, and then the rest could be a bit more loose.
And in terms of like a dress, because you do a great little black dress very well. I mean, you just do. I mean, it's kind of done, but it's, you know, you do love a puff sleeve. Give me a little bit of that, Violette.
Yeah, so the little black dress, for sure, we love. I think now the trend in Paris is to break it with maybe more military boots or even sneakers. We started to discover sneakers in France. So now that I remember 8 years ago or 7 years ago even, I was wearing sneakers for the first time with my friend. And like her husband was like, what, you're wearing sneakers? I just moved to New York. That was 6 years ago. And I was like, but sneakers are great, actually. But it was really not a thing, and now it is becoming really big. So I love this style of like having a chic black dress, and we're gonna break it with, but not like every sneakers, we're gonna pick some that is gonna fit the style or something that's gonna break the how do you say it? We don't never want to look too bourgeois, too chic, or we always like this contradictory somewhere, paradox somewhere.
And speak about that. Like, that's the one thing. It's like, you're not going to wear a black dress and black heels. It's always going to be kind of like a little bit, not deconstructed per se, but now it's going to be the sneaker with the dress or the boot, like the chunky boot with the dress, like utilitarian, you know what I mean?
What about dresses,
exactly,
though? What kind of dresses? Are you like little black dress, floral dresses? Like, what kind of dresses do you think are the summer French wardrobe?
So I don't think we usually dive into prints, but in the summer, that's more, there is a little bit more freedom in the prints, I would say. So I think we love dresses that feel a little bit more vintage, even 70s style. Mm-hmm. Me, I love like large, loose linen dresses to, you know, when I'm in Provence. And then you have, of course, your little baskets.
In terms of places that you shop, and I'm going to do this as twofold. So I want to give like 5 to 10 items, and you did the day look like that every woman needs in her closet. But where do you shop? Like, if you wanted to kind of get this French look, where would you go? Would you go to a Matches? Would you go to a Net-a-Porter? Do you have individual shops that you would suggest?
I think at the end of the day, all this like B2C retailers have not the same thing. But they have very, you could find on any platform that you're more comfortable with. I do like Net-a-Porter because it's very intuitive and I'm not a tech savvy person, so that's helpful. I do love Modab Operandi, the selection. It's very nice. But you could find, I mean, you know, even in France, we love Levi's for jeans. And then Blazer, I would definitely not look into a brand, but more look at the Blazer on the website because you could find so many different colors that are, depending on your budget, what you're looking for, that works. Yeah.
What about your favorite designers? If you had to narrow it down to your favorite, you know, top three or five designers.
Oh, that's a tough one. I really love Kate.
Yep.
We love Kate.
I'm wearing Kate jeans right now.
By the way, though, if you wear Kate jeans, if you buy anything from Kate, don't feel bad about yourself because you need to go. There's no stretch. There's absolutely no stretch in their jeans.
Okay, good to know because I don't have jeans there yet.
Oh, their jeans are phenomenal. The Danielle makes you look so long, so good, but they literally cut off your circulation. So if you're sitting, you might not be able to stand up, but they're amazing.
All right, so Kate, what else? What other designers do you love?
Then I wouldn't say like designers, but a brand that I love is a very niche street brand in France, in the south of France. That's called Bisou Skateboard. And I did a collab with them when I launched. And they have the best streetwear, like t-shirts and hoodies that I'm obsessed with them. So I love that brand. I love Totem.
Let's talk about beauty because that's what it's all about. The red lip. You have been quoted as saying, we French girls love a smoky eye, but not too perfect. You want it to look like you did it yourself. We love accidents and imperfections. It can be a little rock and roll, but always stays elegant. So we want to talk about the smoky eye. We want to talk about the lip.
And I want to talk about the hair, too.
The hair. But we also want to talk about your line and why it's so amazing.
I love the Boom Boom Milk.
Okay, can we just start with the Boom? Let's just start with the line. Okay, so Viola.
So good. I love it.
Tell us everything about the line.
So this line, I've been dreaming about it since 10 years. And I already started to work on some products in my mind there. And when I knew I wanted to launch my brand, I called Caroline Vaxmuth, who is the brand that she's the woman who created the first organic certified skincare brand in France 20 years ago. And I said, I want you to help me do skincare because I have a contact dermatitis and I can't wear foundation. I can't wear any skincare. If it has perfume, essential oil, like any citrus active, like I can't. And I want to do a brand that's about celebrating and not transforming. So I'm going to focus on colors for eyes, lip product, but not so much on foundation and stuff. So I want to be able to help people find great products for their skin that are very sensitive like me. And also I want to go to a more minimalist approach to kind of like, you know, help in the sustainability side of things to really streamline and have a much short, like smaller, and shorter routine, but not sacrifice the efficiency. So we work with the chemist she worked with at the time, this genius French guy from France, this really super genius guy that works with such an incredible ethic. So the way things are harvested, the way the innovation of all the ingredients, but that respects the environment as much as possible. And then he's able to create incredible, incredible performance products. Even though the Boom Milk is 98% natural, there's no sacrifice on the
and it's 11. It's 11 pieces. They're tightly curated. I mean, you have a perfume that I just put on. It's called Avec Amour with Love, and it's in like this chic. It's kind of like a blue tint with a gold, and I love the gold because it's really heavy and feels so good. But it just like it smells so good.
That's one of the other things too, because obviously perfumes. I feel like the birth of perfume is in France, right? Like all of the beautiful perfume houses are French. So that's something we have not even touched on, which I've smelled your fragrance. It's so pretty. What is it about French women and fragrance? Because to me, I'm obsessed with fragrance. I love a signature scent. Like talk us through what made you pick this scent.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the perfume idea was for my investors. I remember they were like, why are you going to launch a perfume? Nobody can smell it. It was during COVID. You're not known for perfume. You're already doing skincare, but you're a makeup artist. So that's just going to add another challenge to your plate. And I was like, well, you know, from my culture, a perfume is this the signature of the look. And it's one thing that connects you with your senses on the memory level and creates, it's like almost a signature of the soul as well. That tells you a little bit of who I am.
I love that.
And so that's why I needed to have a perfume at launch. I was so happy when he sold out the first day because I could tell investors, see?
I'm right.
You're like, see, I am right. Okay, so my three favorite products, we've narrowed it down. We have the Boom Boom Spray, B-O-U-M, B-O-U-M, Boom Boom. It is a all over cream mist. I have used this on my babies on the back of their legs. They smell good. And well, they're not babies anymore, but they're beautiful, crazy nightmares. But
it's the best mist.
I use it on Ines when she was a baby too.
It's so good. I spray it during the day. It's amazing. Will you just, how did you come up with like a spray cream?
That was a big challenge because I said to Luke and Caroline who work with me on skincare, I said, I want one product that does toner, serum, moisturizer. And so it has to be liquid. So it can be, it can penetrate as deep as serum and a toner with this liquid formula. I can go quite deeper in the epidermis. But I don't want a light mist and then I only want to use that. And I have a dry skin. So it really better moisturize my skin. And so that's why we thought of a milk texture. And it's insane because it really does not, you don't need more in terms of like your skin health. This product is really my favorite too. I cannot be without it one day.
It is so good.
So good. And I think I remember reading somewhere you were talking about French women and skin. It's not so much about like the makeup. It's about like your skin always looking perfect, yeah. Which I will look like a disco ball because I always want my skin to look dewy and healthy. Like, am I channeling French women and not realizing it? Is that
part of the secret, the dewiness?
Well, I think the French philosophy with skincare goes back to the fact that we want to take care of what Mother Nature gave us. That goes with the loving ourselves kind of philosophy. So at 15 years old, our moms take us to the dermatologist. We never go to Sephora to buy skincare. We go to French pharmacy. And so we only, people talk about clean products, but, in French pharmacy, you had all these products without fragrance, without all this crap that was really, really good for, I don't want to say safe because the cream, even they have tons of stuff, are not, I wouldn't say unsafe, but I don't want to, my skin reacts to it, so I can't use any of it. So I was only able to use French pharmacy product. So we have this education of skin because we only talk to experts, either the pharmacist or the dermatologist. So for us, skincare is a very serious thing. So we're going to focus on that instead of focusing on hiding or improving consequences of what's happening to your skin. And even if you have acne or you have rosacea and you're uncomfortable with your skin, we're still going to think it's better to not have foundation because my skin can breathe and can heal. And that's more a philosophy. Of course, some people want to hide a bit the acne because they feel very insecure and that's what makeup exists, But we're not so that's why I think the dewy look that you're talking about is that because the skincare look. Yeah. We put skincare on. We're going to use a bit of concealer under the eyes and that's it. Like today I have concealer under my eyes and that's it. And that's what I've learned.
There. And your skin looks amazing. If you had to give us the 5-minute French face.
Yeah, what's the five minute
French face?
So first, of course, great skincare. Then I would say a touch of concealer wherever you just want to bring a bit of brightness. Then I would go with, of course, a red matte intense lip.
Okay, I have it in my hand. It's called Petal Bouche and it's from Violette and is like a red that is insane. It's like, it can be a stain. It can be an all over. I know you guys can't see me, but Emisha is watching me and Violette.
It's
like the perfect French stain, but we do love when you do like your all over bold red. Like that is a statement on its own. Oh, it's so good.
All right. So that's number three. What else? What else do we need? We've got the great skincare concealer.
Mascara.
Skincare, red lipstick, mascara. We love mascara.
What's your favorite?
And then I always change my mind. I like Marc Jacobs. I like sometimes Charlotte Tilbury. I kind of go back and forth. Blush, honestly, we could use our lipstick as a blush. We do that all the time. And that's probably it. If you want to have like the most common look, I would say that's what it is.
And what about hair?
So hair, we never want to look like we blow dry our hair. That's for us a no-go. So, but we still do it, but we're going to sleep on it and then tomorrow it's going to be right. We do it the day before.
No, I love that.
Or, you know, for example, I would go down at night. So I put a lot of milk at night on my hair. And then I braid my hair and I go to bed and the next day I have a little wave. So it's like a loose braid you have to do. But we like to have this sort of loose thing, hairstyle. But we don't use too much product. We don't like how we want healthy hair. So we're going to focus on having great hair routine with like great products for our hair, like a shampoo and conditioner.
What are some of your favorite products for hair?
I love Aveda.
Aveda.
Love. The shampoo and moisture and conditioner are so good. So that's
which one?
Yeah, my favorite.
Which Aveda?
I mean, honestly, I've tried all of them and they're all so good. It depends on what you're looking for. I have very thin hair and dry. So I like the cherry blossom, I think it's called.
I remember the smell of that. It smells so good.
Oh, the smell is insane. Yeah.
Do you use any like masks or do you do any vitamins that would help with the strength of your hair?
Yeah, so I lost 3 times in the last 3 years a huge amount of hair, probably like 60% of my hair.
Oh, wow.
Which was quite traumatic. That was due to hormonal, you know, with a pregnancy. We never talk about it, but during the first trimester, some women, due to the reaction to the new hormones, can lose their hair and lose their curl. I lost my curl, I lost my hair, and I didn't know it was normal, but it can happen. And then I had also a very strong anemia and didn't know about it. And so I was like pieces of hair every day. It was really insane. So I used Boom Boom Milk on my scalp a lot because it's fermented. So it's full of probiotics. So it's going to take care of my scalp skin flora, basically. And on the legs as well to really repair. And I take supplements, but I take, you know, all the supplements I have to take forever now for anemia. But for hair, I tried Nutrafol and I must say it stopped the hair loss. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive. But my friend, he's a hairstylist, but he's also very into hair health, told me that there's too much ingredients in it almost. It's like it makes your body really dependent on it. So he advised me something else that was the right amount of what you need for your hair, but not too much so your body completely relies on it. I didn't have time to try it, so I don't know. I think it was not Be Well or something like that.
Gosh, I know. I had it. I mean, she didn't have the problem. I had the same problem with my pregnancy. I ended up having a thyroid problem and lost a lot of my hair. We need to hear the rules of French beauty. You wrote a great article for Violet Grey and you said makeup takes only 5 minutes, never contour, yeah. Makeup can't be too perfect, and hair has to be uncontrolled. So it really goes back to... like done undone.
Being comfortable in your own skin.
You know what I mean?
Pick one statement. Stitch your lips. Yes. Okay. Then your hair has to be loose. Your skin has to be natural. But for us, if you put lips and contouring and blow dry, then you are glamorous right away. And we don't really like glamour, I must say. We like chic by accident. Sort of.
I actually love what I will say I loved about your products was, and now it makes so much sense knowing that your history is originally in art. Your products feel like pigments to play with, like with your fingers. Yeah. It feels like you don't want to use a brush. You want to like play with it with your fingers, smudge it on your eye, smudge it on your cheek or your lip. Like it all actually makes sense knowing your history. Like the products feel like almost like artists' products.
They really do. Like how do you nail that for the listeners? Like, I love a red lip. How do you nail a red lip without it smudging or bleeding or like give us a few like application tips?
So yes, to go back to what you were saying, like yes, use your fingers to do your makeup. That's the most amazing tool. There's no hair, so it's not dividing the formula. It's very small, smooth. It's a little bit warm, which is gonna melt the formula, it's going to blend it really nice. So fingers are the most amazing tool. And then when you do smoky eye, when you do a red lip, for us, the fingers are going to be very important. The But lipstick, we apply Pied en Bouche, super strong, beautiful, perfect shape. But then with the tip of the finger, we're just going to like caress, you could say, just the edge. Because what happens is that the product is going to bleed a tiny, tiny bit right on the curl of your lip. And that's going to enhance the volume. That's going to make it more sexy. And because it's blurry, there's something softer about this strong look that we like. And then if you do smoky eye, you know, you could take a black pencil, eye pencil, close your eye, and then you color between the lash with the eye pencil. And then with the fingers, you're just going to blend it. And that's it. And your smoky eye is done.
I know. It's so simple. I do that. And when I try to make it perfect, it looks too hard on me. And when I just like will do it and I smudge it and I don't use any brushes, it looks so much more kind of like
sexy
a little bit. Like I almost forgot to take off my makeup the night before. Like that's what I was kind of, not that I'm going for that, but it kind of like, where it doesn't seem like I'm wearing eye makeup.
I love my eyeshadow when I'm very bad at taking my eye makeup off at night. And so if I have eyeshadow on 2 or 3 days later, it actually looks the best. That's I'm channeling my French girl.
I'm 48 years old, but just so you know, I still love a little bit of a shimmer, glitter eye. Like someone was like, "What are you wearing?" Like I literally had nothing on, but like I had did a little Stila, little shimmer, little sparkle. It was great. Okay, what's your favorite foundation?
If you're wearing
It's a tough one because I don't like foundation. I just don't like really how it looks like on skin, but I do understand sometimes it can make you feel protected. In that case, which one do I like? I think Estée Lauder has a good with colors. You can find an easier way you colors. Blush. Armani, if you want.
Or Armani.
Huh?
Armani is good.
Armani, but it depends, which finish you want. Yeah, I guess. But to be honest, I'm not the pro here because I don't really use foundation. I'm sure there's amazing foundation that exists on the market, and I have no idea.
What's your favorite blush?
I would say for years I've used Bobbi Brown Nectar.
Is that a cream Nectar or a powder?
It's a powder. I prefer a cream, but I never found a pink one that was like this in cream.
I know Nectar. It's like a hot, peachy one.
It's pink, but not too acid. It's really nice. And also, it's not really a blush, but I do love the terracotta from Guerlain, and I use it on my cheeks and my nose.
Yeah.
The terracotta from Guerlain. I mean, Emisha literally wore that.
I wore it for years.
For the first 10 years of our marriage together. You love the Guerlain.
I love tan skin.
All right. So what are 5 top French pharmacy finds?
Well, I would tell you Boom Boom Milk. Now that we're in French
Boom Boom Milk. Boom Boom Milk.
Then I would say, you know, it's this ointment that's like on any little boo-boos you have, or it's not a Neosporin, so it doesn't disinfect, so the wound has to be healed. So it's more like a dry patch, very dry lips, elbows, things like this. It's small. You always have it in your bag. Biafine, by far.
See, this is why we're sisters. You don't know this yet, but we are. Because Biafine, Biafine, if you get a sunburn for your kids, for your husband, for your friends, for anyone you know, probably even your animals, it is an unbelievable product that takes the burn away, right? So good.
Yes, it's magical. And the smell, I love it. It's really, really magical. So that's for us, that's medicine. We always have it, always, always. Then what would I say? I really love I really try to avoid tampons, but they have the probiotics tampons. So, you know, if you go for a swim, you're happy to have tampons. And I like those ones because they're really the best. I mean, there is something weird with the tampon in the US. I never understood the quality of it. If you try this one, you'll be like, oh my God, this is a future tampon.
I'll get some tampons when I go.
Intimate hygiene, I go to France. I go to French pharmacy. For soap, anything,
I remember the sprays. There was a spray that I loved. I cannot remember the name of it. It was like a little like feminine spray. And I used to stockpile it.
What was also the Clarins, the red eau de...
Eau dynamis,
the Clarins. That was so good. That was an oldie.
That's an oldie.
We're going to do a little rapid fire because that's what we do. It's going to be called the Cool French Girl Edition. Are you ready? First answer that comes to mind.
Okay.
The eye look you can't stop doing.
metallic blue eyeshadow.
I don't even know if I can pull that off, but I'm going to try. Metallic blue eyeshadow.
You must have chic work bag.
Work bag. I'm really lucky. Louis Vuitton offered me one. I don't know the name of it. No, there's no monogram on it. Very simple design. And you can either hold it by your hand or you have this strap for your shoulder.
Oh my God, I love it. Will you send me a picture?
And it has, yeah, I'll send you their separation in it. So you put your computer on one side and you put on the other one.
We need to be on the Louis Vuitton gift list.
Yeah, where's that?
Where is that?
Must have hair care item.
I would say like a good, shampoo and conditioner. That's key. So I would say Aveda.
One makeup product everyone should have in their collection.
A red lipstick, Petal Bouche.
Bold lip or bold eye?
That's a tough one. I would say bold lip personally, but it's a tough one.
Favorite pair of shoes?
I love mules.
Favorite jewelry designer?
How do you say Ali Gheri? You say that? Ali.
Oh, I know, with the Gheri. Ali?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Oh, I don't
Ali
know
Gheri, I think.
Where do you look for makeup inspiration?
Art, a lot, and nature. Like, I'm the weirdo that goes to the botanical garden with a notebook and take pictures and write, take petals, stick it, and write notes. That's how I made Petal Bouche.
Coffee or tea?
Tea by far.
Favorite drink?
I would say wine.
I knew it. I thought you were going to say red wine, but I knew wine.
We will be best friends. You just don't
I mean, we
know
could
yet.
Keep talking to you for
I mean,
hours.
Literally, like, it's so... What's your favorite book you're reading at the moment?
To be honest, with two jobs and one kid, I don't read right now.
Yeah, we don't either. Don't worry.
We try.
I can tell you my favorite book of all time, but not that
What is that?
What is that?
I have two. I have Kafka on the Shore by Murakami. And the other one, I never know how to say it in English. It's from Emily Bronte. She only wrote one book, so you must know. Wuthering Heights or something.
Wuthering Heights, yeah. Emily Bronte.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yep.
Listen, we love you. We love your approach to beauty. We're obsessed with your line. We really wanted to bring you on because, you know, it's for me, like, I learned so much living in Europe and living in Paris. And I tried so hard. I would come home and I have to say, like, I just love the way you look at life and I love the way you live your life. And there is that sense of, you know, c'est la vie. Like, it's just, there's a happiness. There's that. I mean, there's a sadness too because, everybody complains, but it's just, I don't know.
You come back from France. I went 3 years ago and I came back so inspired. I was like, this is how I'm going to simplify my wardrobe. There's going to be no color. Meanwhile, I literally am wearing a rainbow today. But I do. I think that there is an art to the way you live that is so inspiring. So maybe one day you'll take us to Paris.
Mm-hmm. Violette, we ask everyone this. One last thing. If you were your 10-year-old self, what advice would you give?
To be honest, nothing, because everything that happened to me, even the hard things, were supposed to happen because it brought me to the life I have now, and I'm so blessed to be where I am today. I would just give her a big hug because she needed it.
Oh, I love that.
You're the best. You guys, make
so
sure
nice to
and
meet
follow
you.
Violette. It's at Violette_FR. She's amazing. Her newsletter, her line.
Boom, boom, milk, guys. Every single person needs this.
Boom, boom, milk. And the Petal Bouche. Yeah. And I just wanted to say last one. The nude that is the perfect nude lipstick. And it's the Bezo Balm. It's like a beautiful... nudie, taupey, beigey. It's really good. It's so good. We really don't want to leave. We want to kind
of see you.
Merci beaucoup. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.